This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The Social Method, How to Break into a Group Conversation Naturally. 6 Steps to Enter Any Group with Confidence and Genuine Connection. In short, group conversation icebreakers are not about charm or quick wit. They are about having a clear system before you walk into the room. The Social Method gives you 6 steps that turn an intimidating group of strangers into a genuine connection every time you need it. Scan the room before you speak. Body language tells you everything. Enter with a question, not a statement. Build connection to common ground, then bring others into the circle. Definition: group conversation icebreakers are structured techniques for entering an existing social or professional conversation in a way that feels natural rather than intrusive. They reduce initial awkwardness, establish common ground quickly, and help you become a welcome presence rather than an interruption. You are standing at the edge of a group. 3 people are already talking. They are laughing about something you just missed. You want to join them, but you have no idea how to step in without killing the moment. So you wait and wait, and eventually drift off to refill a glass you did not need refilling. I have done that more times than I care to admit. And the problem was never shyness. The problem was that I had no system. I walked into those situations expecting instinct to carry me, and instinct, under pressure, is an unreliable friend. Group conversation icebreakers work when they're built on structure, not on hoping you say the right thing. In Say It Right Every Time for Women, I introduce the Social Method, a 6-step framework for navigating group social dynamics with confidence and real warmth. You can find the full treatment in Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time for Women. What follows is the method in full, so you can understand it, apply it, and make it your own. Why winging it fails you in group settings. Most people believe that small talk and social entry are personality traits. Either you have the gift or you do not. That belief has kept more people standing alone at the edges of rooms than anything else I know. Here is the truth of it. When you walk toward a group without any structure, your brain goes blank at precisely the moment you need it most. The social stakes feel high. You cannot think of anything to say, and you either blurt something out or retreat. Neither serves you. A framework does not make you robotic. It gives you a track to run on while your nerves settle. Once you have walked through the steps enough times, the structure becomes invisible, and what people see is simply someone who is warm, confident, and easy to talk to. For team settings, where structure matters from the start, effective icebreakers for team meetings can help you build those same habits in a more controlled environment. The Social Method. 6 Steps for Entering Any Group. The Social Method is a 6-step framework I cover in Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time for Women. It was built specifically for group social dynamics: the networking event, the work social, the conference break, the gathering where you know some people, but not the ones you most want to meet. Each letter names a step. Each step has a specific job. Together, they transform the moment of entry from an anxious improvisation into a practiced, natural skill. Method 1. S. Scan the 10-second room scan. What it is: a brief, deliberate read of the group before you approach. In Say It Right Every Time for Women, I call this the 10-second scan. What it is designed for: reading body language, energy, and openness before you commit to entering. This step prevents the most common mistake: walking into a closed conversation that does not have room for you yet. How it works. Number 1. Stop at a comfortable distance. Do not move until you have had 10 seconds to observe. Most people skip this step entirely and regret it. Number 2. Look at the body orientation. Are people turned inward, shoulders angled toward each other, forming a closed circle? Or are their bodies slightly open, with gaps at the sides? An open stance in the group signals that new people are welcome. Number 3. Read the emotional tone. Is this a tense, serious conversation or a light, laughing one? Match your energy to theirs when you enter, rather than disrupting the mood. Number 4. Identify the most approachable face. Find the person who is listening more than talking, or who has glanced outward a few times. That is your first point of contact. When to use it? Always. Every group entry benefits from 10 seconds of reading before you move. When not to use it? Do not linger so long that you become the person obviously hovering. 10 seconds is the rule. Quick example. You spot a group of 4 at a conference drinks event. 2 are locked in intense conversation, 1 is checking his phone, and 1 is looking around the room. You approach the one looking around. You have chosen well. Eamon's note. I spent years working straight into conversations I was not welcome in yet. The 10-second scan is the single most underrated habit I have ever built. Method 2. Open opening with a question. What it is? Your verbal entry into the group, built around a question rather than a statement. What it is designed for? Creating instant inclusion. A question signals generosity. It tells the group that you're here to contribute, not to compete for airtime. How it works. Number 1. Make eye contact with your identified contact first. A direct glance before you speak signals respect. Number 2. Ask something tied to the context. At a work event, how do you know the team here? At a conference, did you catch the last session? I'm still thinking about what she said about at a social gathering. Have you tried the food yet? I cannot decide. Number 3. Keep the question open-ended. A yes/no question closes things down. An open question hands the floor to the group. Number 4. Smile before you speak. Your face arrives before your words do. An open expression does more work than any opener you can write. When to use it? Whenever you are making your first verbal move into a group. This applies to nearly every social entry. When not to use it? Avoid questions that put people on the spot or require them to reveal something personal in front of others. Keep it light and contextual at the opening. Quick example. I heard someone mention the keynote earlier. I thought that point about listening was fascinating. Did any of you catch it? Eamon's note. I used to open with statements because statements feel safer. But a statement makes you the focus. A question makes the group the focus. And that is where real connection starts. Method 3. C. Connect finding common ground. What it is. The Me Too Bridge. A technique for finding a shared point of reference that bonds you to at least one person in the group. What it is designed for. Moving from polite acknowledgement to genuine connection. The Me Too Bridge converts a stranger into someone you already have something in common with. How it works. Number 1. Listen actively for any shared reference point. This might be a shared industry, a shared experience at the event, a shared frustration, or a shared enthusiasm. Number 2. Name the connection explicitly, but briefly. Oh, I went through the exact same thing last year. Or, that is funny. I had a nearly identical conversation with my team about this. Number 3. Build on it with a follow-up question. Do not just park on the connection. Use it as a launching pad. How did you end up navigating that? Number 4. Be genuine. If you do not have a real connection to what they are saying, do not invent one. Listening carefully and asking a curious question is always better than a forced me too. When to use it? As soon as you hear something in the conversation that you can genuinely connect to. When not to use it? Do not use it to hijack the conversation toward your own story. The Me Too Bridge is a connector, not a redirect. Quick example. Someone mentions that their team just started using a new process for remote check-ins. You recently did the same. We actually just started something similar. I would love to compare notes on what worked. This kind of group conversation icebreaker deepens fast. For more on how communication shapes group dynamics, the role of communication in meeting success is worth reading alongside this method. Eamon's note. The Me Too Bridge is not about talking about yourself. It is about showing another person that they are not alone in what they experience. Method 4. I. Include the open stance. What it is. A deliberate physical and verbal act of expanding the conversation to bring in others who might be standing at the edges. What it is designed for. Preventing the closed circle dynamic, which is when a group unconsciously turns inward and becomes impenetrable to newcomers. How it works. Number 1. Keep your own body language open. Angle your shoulders outward rather than fully inward to signal that the group has room. Number 2. Make eye contact with people at their edge. A brief glance and a nod tells someone hovering nearby that they are welcome. Number 3. Bring a quiet person in by name or by question. If someone has been standing silently for a while, address them directly. What is your take on this? Number 4. Resist the urge to form a tight circle. When conversations get exciting, people naturally close in. Consciously leave physical space open. When to use it? Throughout the conversation, not just at the entry point. Inclusion is an ongoing act, not a one-time gesture. When not to use it? If the group is having a genuinely private conversation and someone nearby is choosing not to participate, respect that choice. Not everyone hovering wants to be pulled in. Quick example. You have been in a group for 10 minutes. A colleague is standing 2 feet away, not quite in the circle. You catch their eye, shift your stance slightly, and say, "Have you met Sarah? She works in the same area." The closed circle opens. Eamon's note. The best conversationalists I have ever known were not the ones who told the best stories. They were the ones who made other people feel seen. Method 5. A. Amplify lifting overlooked voices. What it is. The deliberate act of drawing attention back to a contribution that was passed over or spoken across. What it is designed for. Creating a more equitable group conversation and building deep trust with the person whose voice you amplify. How it works. Number 1. Listen for the moment a contribution goes unacknowledged. Someone says something interesting and the group moves on without responding to it. Number 2. Name what was said and return to it. I actually want to go back to what Jane said a moment ago. I thought that point was worth sitting with. Number 3. Invite a response from the group. Does anyone have a thought on that? This does two things. It validates the speaker and re-engages the group. Number 4. Do not steal the credit. Amplification is about elevating someone else's idea, not borrowing it. When to use it. When you notice a voice being consistently passed over. This happens often in larger groups or in conversations with one or two dominant speakers. When not to use it. Do not amplify contribution that the speaker clearly wanted to let slide quietly. Read the room. For situations where one voice is drowning out others entirely, how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion gives you additional tools. Quick example. A junior colleague mentions a strong idea at a work social. Two people talk over it immediately. You say, "Actually, what Marcus just said about the timeline is interesting. Marcus, can you say a bit more about what you meant?" The room shifts. Eamon's note. Amplification costs you nothing. But to the person whose voice you lift, it can mean everything. Method 6. L. Leave the positive exit. What it is. A graceful, warm, and deliberate way to exit a conversation that leaves everyone feeling good about the exchange. What it is designed for. Ending on a high note. Most people drift out of conversations or make abrupt exits that undo the goodwill they spent the whole conversation building. How it works. Number 1. Signal the exit before you make it. A brief statement of intention. I should go and say hello to a few others, but I have really enjoyed this. This warns the group rather than abandoning them mid-sentence. Number 2. Reference something specific from the conversation. That thing he said about the onboarding process is something I'm going to think about. This shows you were genuinely present. Number 3. Offer a forward connection. I would love to continue this conversation at some point. Are you on LinkedIn? Or, I hope we run into each other again today. Number 4. Make eye contact with each person as you leave. A personal acknowledgement, even briefly, closes the loop with everyone in the group. When to use it? Every time. There's no conversation that does not deserve a considered exit. When not to use it? If the conversation is at a genuine peak and you can stay, stay. A positive exit is not about leaving early. It is about leaving well. Quick example. I have genuinely loved this conversation. The point you made about team feedback has given me something to chew on. I'm going to go say hello to a few others, but please find me later. I want to hear how that project unfolds. Eamon's note. The last impression you leave is the one people carry. I have repaired many a mediocre conversation with a strong, warm exit. Choosing the right step for your situation. Not every gathering calls for every step in equal measure. Here is a quick reference to help you focus your energy. Situation priority steps watch out for. Large networking event SOL closed circles. Skipping the scan. Small team social 5. 8 people CI are dominating the conversation. Conference break strangers SOC questions that are too personal. Work gathering mixed seniority IAL overlooking quieter colleagues. Social event with partial familiarity OCL overlying on people you know. The scan S is the one step that applies universally, every time, in every setting. If you're going to build one habit first, build that one. The rest will follow more naturally once you've learned to read the room before you enter it. For leaders who want to carry these habits into virtual settings, how leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces extends the same principles into remote environments. And if you want to understand how the social method connects to a broader conversational leadership framework, how leaders can use the strong method to build synergy through every conversation is a natural companion. Where people go wrong with these 6 steps. Learning a framework and applying it well are two different things. Here are the errors I see most often, and what to do instead. The mistake. skipping the scan and going straight to the opening. Why it happens. Anxiety makes people want to act rather than observe. What to do instead? Force yourself to pause. Set a rule 10 seconds of reading before any word leaves your mouth. The mistake. Opening with a statement rather than a question. Why it happens. Statements feel less risky. A question can be ignored. A statement at least fills the silence. What to do instead? Prepare one context-relevant question before you arrive. Have it ready so you do not have to generate it under pressure. The mistake. Using the Me Too bridge to redirect the conversation to yourself. Why it happens. Common ground feels exciting and people rush to share their own version. What to do instead? State the connection briefly, then immediately return the focus to the other person with a follow-up question. The mistake. Forgetting the positive exit and just drifting away. Why it happens. Exits feel awkward and people avoid them until the moment has gone. What to do instead? Treat the exit as a step you prepare for, not one you improvise. Know you're going to leave and plan your last sentence in advance. Humor, used carefully, can ease the awkwardness of group entry and exit alike. High humor can ease workplace tension when used right gives you a framework for that specific skill. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building fluency with the social method over time. You do not need to master all six steps at once. Trying to do so will make you mechanical rather than natural. Start with week one, the scan and the opening question. Those two steps alone will improve your group entries dramatically. Practice them at every opportunity, coffee queues, work breaks, any moment where a group is nearby. In week two, add the Me Too bridge. Listen carefully during every conversation for one genuine point of connection and name it. By week three, begin practicing inclusion and amplification. These require you to shift your attention from yourself to the group, which takes more practice, but delivers the deepest return. The positive exit you can begin practicing immediately, because it costs nothing and has no downside. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time touches on the same principle of strong exits, applied to formal settings. At 6 weeks, most people find the method has become second nature. The structure disappears, and what remains is simply the feeling of being someone who knows how to enter a room. For the full framework and its companion architecture execution layer, which addresses the specific friction points women face when applying each step, see Say It Right Every Time for Women. The conversation you have been avoiding. Group conversation icebreakers are not a performance skill. They are a respect skill. Every step of the social method is an act of attention. Attention to the group's mood. Attention to the quiet voice at the edge. Attention to the person whose idea just got talked over. When you walk into a group with a clear system, you stop managing your own anxiety and start genuinely serving the people in front of you. That shift is what separates someone who is tolerated in a group from someone who is sought out. This much I know for certain: the group conversation icebreakers that work best are not the cleverest ones. They're the ones delivered by someone who was paying attention before they ever opened their mouth. Frequently asked questions. What are group conversation icebreakers? Group conversation icebreakers are structured opening moves that help you enter an existing conversation naturally. They lower social tension, signal openness, and create an immediate point of connection. The best icebreakers feel spontaneous, but are built on a reliable practice method. How do you break into a group conversation without being awkward? The key is preparation before you speak. Scan the group first to read the mood and find an open stance. Then enter with a question, not a statement. A question invites the group in rather than competing for attention, and it immediately signals that you are a generous conversationalist. What is the social method for group conversation icebreakers? The social method is a six-step framework from Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time for Women. It guides you through scanning the room, opening with a question, connecting on common ground, including others, amplifying quieter voices, and leaving the conversation on a positive note. Why do group conversation icebreakers feel so difficult? Most people enter groups without any structure and rely on the moment to save them. Without a plan, anxiety floods in and you either say nothing or say the wrong thing. A framework removes the guesswork and gives your brain something concrete to follow when social pressure is high. When should you use the social method versus other icebreaker approaches? Use the social method when you are entering an existing group of two or more people at a social or professional gathering. It is especially strong at networking events, team socials, and conferences. For one-on-one introductions or formal meeting icebreakers, other frameworks are better suited. How long does it take to get good at group conversation icebreakers? Most people feel meaningfully more confident after practicing one step per week for 6 weeks. You do not need to master all six steps at once. Start with a 10-second scan and the opening question. Once those feel natural, build the rest of the method on top of that foundation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickform.com to get your copy.